Concerns arise about FBI lead agent in Miami field office tasked with investigating second Trump assassination attempt. By Amy Furr on September 16, 2024. A high-ranking FBI official who spoke to reporters on Sunday about the second assassination attempt against Donald Trump reportedly has a history of hating the former president. In a social media post on Sunday afternoon, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said, the FBI official who just spoke at the press conference regarding the latest Trump assassination attempt today is the head of FBI Miami field office, Jeffrey Valtteri. A whistleblower reportedly told Congress that he is anti-real Donald Trump and was ordered to scrub anti-Trump social media posts last year before he could get promoted, he wrote. Fitton shared a link to a November 2023 Washington Times report in which the outlet noted a whistleblower said Valtteri was promoted months before to be special agent in charge of the Miami office. Director Christopher Wray has named Jeffrey B. Valtteri as the special agent in charge of the Miami field office. Mr. Valtteri most recently served as a section chief in the security division at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., the FBI said in an announcement on March 27, 2023. The Times article reported. The whistleblower called Mr. Valtteri adamantly and vocally anti-Trump and said FBI Director Christopher A. Wray, Deputy Director Paul Abate and Executive Assistant Director Jennifer Moore were involved in directing Mr. Valtteri to cleanse his social media. The home of President Donald Trump is located in the area of responsibility of the Miami field office. It was well known that Valtteri was adamantly and vocally anti-Trump, said the disclosure, which the Washington Times has obtained. Wray, Abate and Moore wanted to ensure that Valtteri appeared non-political. Valtteri was ordered to remove all of his Facebook and social media posts that were anti-Trump. In reply to Fitton's post, President of Empower Oversight Tristan Levitt said, he was also the deputy assistant director of the FBI's security division at the time the so-called Trump questionnaire was used. His bias against conservatives and those of his deputy, Dina Perkins, permeated the unit, he added. The FBI confirmed Sunday the agency is investigating the second assassination attempt on Trump's life, according to Breitbart News. The incident happened while he was golfing at his course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Trump's campaign announced he was safe after gunfire transpired in his vicinity.